NBA Australia. I am sick as a dog today, so this is going to be a real, real quick one. We're going to forego all the usual formalities, but it is episode 191. It's Tuesday, November 27. Can you believe that? I am a very, very sick, ill, gross feeling James Clements, your host and guide through this NBA Australia universe. I am a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet folding stuff. And I'm currently on my back in Larry Armour Studios, aka my bed at the moment, feeling very worse for wear. Today's show is just going to quickly wrap up the stuff from today. I'm just going to fly through it and then a quick bit of yeah, nah, and that'll be basically it. Yeah, can't do much more. Old mate was like, what are you going to do a show for today, bro? And I'm like, oh, because I just got to, you know, just got to do it. So without further ado, let's just do the bloody thing. Be back in a second, right after this.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
Oh, you can watch out for, like, the super cold bugs, apparently, that, you know, you move house and then you spend the next 3 days completely fuck-eyed. Jesus Christ, I am a wreck of a man. Oh, anyway, absolutely brutal. So, look, let's do some quick wraps for today. Ironically, being sick as a dog meant that I watched a shit ton of basketball lying in this here bed on my iPad, smashing through every game. How good was that Charlotte-Milwaukee? I hear it's Algonquin for the Goodland game. Charlotte, it was just an absolutely wild, like, last minute or so. Hornets were up massive. Bucks came all the way back. MKG hit a three. It was unbelievable, mate. They're up 25 points and the Bucks just almost brought them all the way back. Anyway, so this is fun as hell. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he had, what, 20 points, 13 rebounds, 9 assists. Good on him. 21 each for Kemba Walker and Jeremy Old Sleepy Eyes Lamb. And Charlotte, there you go, improved to 10-10. Milly Walker, it's Algonquin for the Goodland. They dropped to 14-6. Fun-ass game. How good is that Hornets rookie, though? Miles Bridges, look, he played 11 minutes in this, and every time he was out there, he was doing good shit. Stat line doesn't say it. 1-5, 0-3 from 3, but I like the look of him. Tony Parker was pretty good too, 15-6, but anyway, there you go, Hornets getting a win in the win column. How is Washington-Houston, though? So, Washington host Houston, and they win 135-131. Houston are, like, winless on this road trip, and they've lost to, what, fucking, who was it, like, Cleveland the other day. That's right, Stephen A. Smith. They even lost to
Cleveland.
It's wild. And now they've lost to Washington, and this comes on the back of their backcourt scoring 90 points. That's right, 54 for James Harden, 36 for Eric Gordo Gordon. James Fast Jimmy Harden had 11 turnovers, though. Did his nose bleed on a dunk? And you're like, that's well and good, but I feel like you should win the game first there, James. Jesus. So that was one good backcourt. They scored 90. The other one, John Wall, he had 36 and Brad Beal had 32. Not bad. Keith Morris had 22 off the bench with 10 rebounds. But Wizards just sort of kept their noses in front and no problems. In overtime, they smashed it. It's pretty bloody good. John Wall, season high, 36. Not bloody bad. Harden, season high as well, 54. So pretty good. Pretty good. Fun game. And the Wizards just sort of had the clamps on in overtime to win it. Oh, jeez. What else? Cleveland. Where are they? Stephen A. Smith?
Cleveland.
That's right. They lost to Minnesota 102-95. Sure. Did anyone watch this game? Is anyone watching fucking Cleveland? The Sex Man had 11 points on 19 shots. That's awesome. 24 for Cove, that's pretty good, and 21 points and 10 rebounds for the big KAT on your mate. Minnesota are 10-11, Cleveland are 4-15. Oh, I didn't mention the totals for Houston. Houston now 9-10. Washington, they've won 3 straight at Washington. It's absolutely wild. Oh no, 2 straight. They won 3 of 4 basically ever since the punch on swearing went down at our practice. They've been fucking unstoppable, which is wild. 8-12. Can you believe that? Unbelievable. Anyway, what we're talking about? We're talking about Minnesota, Cleveland. We've already covered that. Boston beat the Pelicans 124-107. This was really close from what I had, you know, in front of me before, like slipping in and out of consciousness earlier today. Tatum had 20, so did Horford. 26 and 10 assists for Kyrie. Not bloody bad. Scary Terry. I'm going to kick your ass, bitch. 14 and 12 shots for Scary Terry. The Pelicans were Pelicans today, though. 12. That's 27. It's 12 defensive rebounds for Anthony Davis. 27 points, 16 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 blocks, and 3 steals. That is awesome. 25 for Nikola Mirotic. Hello. 15 for Julius Randle. But yeah, their backcourt dudes just couldn't do too much. Drew Holiday was 4 of 8. Etwan Moore was Etwan less today, 2 of 7. Darius Miller was 4 of 11. Why is he taking 11 shots? That's wild. But yeah, the Celtics finally got going and looked pretty good offensively. It's handy when Kyrie's like 5 of 10 from 3, though. And like, so is Mook Morris, fast dad, and Tatum. He's 2 of 4 as well. And even Horford was hitting 3s. Pretty good. Good job, Celtics. San Antonio just eked one out over Chicago, which was wild. What do we got? Boston, they're now 11 and 10. Pelicans are 10 and 11. Flip it around, bitch. Spurs 108-107 over the Bulls. LMA had 20 and 8. DeMar DeRozan there had 21. Sure. Patty Thrills Mills, 17, though. Nice one on you, Patty. And for the Bulls, where we have 28 for Zachy Cakes Levine on 26 shots. Missed a step back ISO jumper, which was real dumb. But right at the absolute death, Achiuwa Okongwu. Yeah, smashed it. He was awesome. Basically had a shot to win it. Kept them in it as well. 4 of 6 threes down the stretch. Got them all the way back. But they couldn't get over the hump. Bulls, this is really good tanking, mates. 5 and 16 now. 10 and 10 for the Spurs. Bulls right in this, right to the death. So, you know, your fans are happy and you still lose. So you still have a better chance of getting Zion Williamson. Good stuff, Bulls. Good stuff, mate. What else? Jabari Parker. Not bad either in this one. 18 points. Justin Holiday, 17. Nice. Good stuff. But anyway, good job, Spurs. Smashed it. Indy smoked Utah, 121-88. Brutal. Don't know how Indy just keep winning without Victor Oladipo, but they do. It's awesome. Darren Collison, 8 points, 11 assists. Sure. How about Domantas Sabonis, the Souvlaki King? 13 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. Good on you, mate.
I'll have a combo meat chicken. Thanks, Domantas. Cheers, mate.
21 for Dougie McBuckets, too, to lead the Pacers. Good job, man. Good job, Dougie McBuckets. But this was an absolute laugh at this one. They scored 32 points in the fourth, even though they're absolutely smoking them already. Indy, they've really got Utah's number. The jingling one, he had 10 points on 10 shots, 2 of 4 from 3, keeping up his 50% three-point shooting of late. Good job, jingler. Also had 5 steals. Also hit a shot before the game where he looked away and it bounced off the top of the backboard, off the shot clock, and then bounced all the way in, and he owned it. I love jingles. That's great. Rudy Gobert, the Stafford Tower, had 12 points, 6 rebounds, 6-7 shooting, but only played 25 minutes because they were getting smoked. Ricky Tiki Tata, Rubio, 2 of 8. No Donovan Mitchell in this. Dante Exum, Kangaroo Kobe, had a rough one. 3 of 11 for 9 points. Brutal. That's not going to win you too many fans there, Dante. You're killing me, mate. You're killing me. Pacers, they moved to 12 and 8. Jazz dropped to 9 and 12. Jesus. Finally, Golden State beat Orlando, which is wild. Vooch for the Mag had 30 and 12. This was a great game. The Magic basically had this. And then Kevin Durant just went fucking apeshit. 28 for T-Ross as well. Man, he's been good. Johnny Isaac started hitting threes in this, which was wicked. I love him. 15 points, 4 rebounds. It's just a problem when Evan Fournier just suddenly couldn't hit the fucking side of a barn. Neither could Gordo. Aaron Gordo, so this is our spud of the night. I'm not going to bother with the fucking drop. 0 points, 0-6 shooting. Jesus, what are you doing, Gordo? Bit overawed by the moment. Yeah, the Warriors came roaring back, outscored Orlando by 10 points in the fourth to win this by 6, 116-110. All thanks to Kevin Durant, the coward. He had 49 points and 9 assists, and Klay Thompson had 29 as well, 11-23 shooting. KD shot 16-33, absolutely smashed it. Really fun game. Orlando, their announcers are the best as well. There was actually a moment in this where their announcers were like, when KD was dragging them basically to the win, the Magic announcers were like, in any other arena in the NBA, they'd be chanting MVP. Just not in Golden State because he's not their favorite. That's awesome, isn't it? Good job on you, Magic. They're the best. So good. So they are now 10 and 11. The Warriors move up to 15 and fucking 7. I think they're going to be okay. You know, they've just won three straight. KD's just out there crushing motherfuckers. Anyway, good job, Magic, though. It was a really fun game. Just another, like, anytime the Magic play a team with, like, you know, yellow or other blue, always looks good. So that was a fun-ass game. So let's do a bit of some segments. We'll whip through these as well. The NBA Australia approved performance of the night. Let's do that.
Nice. That's a knife.
Oh, that could have been 54 points for James Harden, sure, but you lost, mate. So that's a hell of a performance. Let's give it to the coward, Kevin Durant. Absolutely smashing it. 49 points. About time he kicked it up a notch as well, right? You got to give it the old bam, kick it up a notch. 32 points versus Portland, 44 against Sacramento, and 49 today against Orlando. About time. About bloody time. So there you go. Even though the backcourt for Houston scored 90 points, not great. So Harden, 54 in vain. Brutal. What about old mate? No mates.
Old mate, 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 no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Oh, do you reckon it's Markel Fultz? Jesus Christ, this whole thing's getting out of hand, isn't it? Everyone's like, oh, so he's a tawny slash his agent. We're all like, oh, he's going to go to New York, bro, and like get a like a specialist. And everyone's like, oh, it's actually going to happen Wednesday. Like, Jesus Christ, mate. What is going on with this fucking lunatic? So I don't know, Markel. I don't know what you're doing, mate. It's pretty funny. It's kind of like getting to the point where you're like, oh, shit. Do you reckon he's ever going to play for the Sixers again? Like, ever? Weird. Weird. All right, whatever. Spud of the night.
Spud, 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 it is spud of the night.
I mean, we've already talked about Aaron Gordo Gordon. Air Gordon, my fucking ass. Oh, of six. That's brutal. Evan Fournier didn't help out either. 4 of 14. But how about the rest of Houston? So Harden and Eric Gordon combined for 90 points. That's the second most by a starting backcourt, basically since starts were recorded in statistics. So 90 points. The rest of the Rockets scored, what was it, 41 between them. That sucks. Also, awesomely, so the 90 points between Gordo and Harden, the most is 94 between Kobe and Smush Parker. Because Kobe scored 81 and Smush had 13. And you know that Kobe was pissed at him for taking that amount of shots and scoring 13 points. Kobe's like, motherfucker, I could have 100. The fuck y'all doing? All right, panting of the night, man. What KD did with that dagger right there at the end to finish off the Magic was pretty fucking special. So that was very, very, very fucking nice. Hell of a panting. It's like, oh, what, you guys think you're actually, you think you're good? Oh, guess what? Bang, fuck off. And then better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Yeah. Who was better than Lonzo Ball today? Oh, give me some Ryan Akiadekono. Holy shit, he was good today. 22 points. Absolutely smashed it. That's a record for the rookie. 8 of 12 from the field. 4 of 6 from 3. 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. He was unreal. Hit some massive shots and was very upset with himself when he missed the game winner, basically. And so that was good. Good on him. Absolutely smashed it. Much better than Lonzo or Trae Young, who both didn't play today. All right, let's do some yeah nahs, I reckon. Why not? May as well. What the fuck else am I going to do? I feel like shit. It's going to be funny if I just yell about some stuff. Right after this one.
This is David Anderson. You're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, we're back. It's yeah, nah, where we take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, Sheridan Hoops reported that Brad Beal wants out of Washington. Do you believe Chris Sheridan and Sheridan Hoops? Yeah, nah. Nah, fucking course not. That guy's a fucking flog of the highest order, right? I mean, Candace Buckner Then reported that his agent was like, yeah, nah, it's all good. He wants to be in Washington. And then he got asked after the game by Dennis Scott. And he's like, yeah, no, man, I'm happy you're here, like playing and just doing my things. It's what I want to do. And yeah, Sheridan's like, nope, sources say that he wants out. Yeah, fuck off. What a flog. Number two, are we bashing up this whole Washington thing just because we run out of things to talk about early in the NBA season? Yeah, nah. Yeah, probably. It happens every fucking year. Someone struggles out of the gate. We're like, oh, it's all over. Meanwhile, Washington are now 8-12. They won 6 of their last 10, and they're 9th in the East. And you feel like they could easily overtake the Magic, the Hornets, probably even the Pistons at some point, right? Wow. Anyway, and then finally, after the second largest home loss in franchise history, should we overreact and have Utah blow it up and do something drastic? They've been whooped twice in the last week, man. I feel like we need to just see how they go. I mean, they're playing without Donovan fucking Mitchell at the moment. They always seem to figure out their defense eventually, don't they? And then go on a bit of a run. And they also might just have a real problem with Indiana. They've lost their 2 games against them in the last week by 27 points and then by 33 points. The second largest home loss in franchise history. That is absolutely fucking wild. Ah, love it. The unpopular opinion of the day. I mean, Markelle Fultz. I don't know if this is unpopular really, but I just kind of feel like Philly should be like, what do you reckon we can get for him? Is it that? All right, see ya. Just fucking bounce, man. They're just going to move on. Like, it's just brutal now, right? It's like, just fucking be done with the guy. Appreciate you. Thanks, man. You're a number one pick forever. That's kind of cool. If you succeed in your next stop, yeah, we'll take that one on the chin. Yeah, we're going to look like idiots for a little while, but it's clearly not working here. Even though there's no fucking pressure on the guy, right? Like, you've got Big Simo, you've got Embiid, you've got Jimmy Butts. He now just gets to be like the sweet fourth banana, and clearly he can't even fucking hack that. So I don't know, man. But I'd cut bait and just be like, right, get the fuck out of here. All right, and finally, step on in to Outback Takehouse. It's Tuesday at Outback, and that means, I don't know, Alice Springs Chicken. That's just a fucking emu that Davos ran over on his way to work. Only at Outback. And today's flame grilled take is the Boston Celtics will still end up being one of the top 2 seeds in the East. Oh, that's not much of a flame grilled take. They're 11-10. What are they back? They're 3.5 games back from 2 already. Yeah, so it's not much of a flame grilled take, but we'll deal with it. All right, we'll be back with the NBA Australia Player Watch in just a second, right after all these ones.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Australia. Fuck yeah.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia.
All right, we're back. It's time for the Australian Player Watch. Let's quickly do it. Mentioned that Jingles and Dante Exum struggled mightily in their game against the Pacers. So Jingles ended up with 10 points on 4 of 10 shooting, 2 of 4 from 3. 3 assists, 5 steals, 2 rebounds. Yeah, rough as guts. 3 of 11, though, for Dante Kangaroo Kobe. That's even rougher. 1 of 4 from 3. Jesus, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 turnovers and 9 points. That is brutal. That's a brutal outing for Son of Cecil. For the Spurs, Patty Thrills Mills went out there and absolutely crushed it. He was the third leading scorer for the Spurs today, 7 of 10 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3 for 17 points. Also threw in 2 assists, 1 steal, and 1 rebound. Crushing it on you, Patty. And Bangers Baines, Aaron Bangers Baines, came off the bench today for the Celtics, which is kind of, you know, going up against the Pelicans. You got Mirotic, you got Davis playing center, so maybe you want a little bit more mobility on the on the outer, so they started Marcus Smart, Irving, Horford, Tatum, and Morris. Interesting. I like that they're changing shit up, and it seems like that worked because they could score. Boston fucking jumped out to a lead, which never fucking happened. So Baines, he had in 20 minutes, he had 7 points, went 2 of 4 from the field, including 3 of 4 from the free throw line. No hashtag Bangers 3-point watch today. 5 rebounds and a steal for Bangers. So that's just some good shit, mate. Also, we had Thon and Dally. So King Dally of Maribor and Thon, in that game against Charlotte. They got out there early. It was pretty good to see them actually get a bit of a run there. Dally was a bit rough though. 0 points. 0 of 1 from the field. 0 of 1 from 3. 1 assist. And Thon, only 6 minutes as well. 0 of 1 from the field. 0 of 1 from 3 as well. But with 1 block. So they both combined to go 0 of 2 for 0 points. 1 assist and 1 block. Rough as guts, I'll tell you. But at least they got out there. Should we do the Patty Mills Twitter check-in? I don't reckon he's tweeted anything out today. Hasn't popped up. Nah, what are you going to do, mate? What are you going to do? Let's check Joe Ingles. Oh, Jingling Joe. Don't reckon he would have tweeted out. You just got your ass beat. Yeah, nah. Jonah Bolden did have a post on Instagram, so let's maybe bring that one up and see how inspiring that was. He's an inspiring guy on Instagram, is Jonah. Very godly, you know. Which, you know, more power to you. If you're into that thing, go fucking nuts, mate. Just don't foist it on everybody else. Jonah, there you go. For a dude who's got a broken leg, he's got that, he's walking in not a cast or anything, and had the old same old me, never going to switch up. Hashtag all praise to the most high. So walking away from his Porsche, what was that, the KN? Nice one. Good job, Jonah. All right, and we're not going to fuck around anymore. We're just going to go straight into the game previews for tomorrow. So let's do it. Where are you there, inadvertent vein? Well, to be honest, my voice just might be inadvertent vein at the moment.
Game previews. Game previews.
Oh, what do you reckon? Should we do some betting picks as well? We'll have a look. Oh, there we go. Let's bring them up. Oh, this isn't too bad, bro. It's not too bad at all, you know. All right, let's do it. So Detroit are hosting the New York Knickerbockers of New York City. And the Pistons are very heavy favorites. 7-point favorites. They've had a bit of a rest. But the Knicks are sneaky good. I'll take the Knicks plus 7. They might get their, they might lose, but I think plus 7 works. Atlanta at Miami. Oh, jeez. Miami are 7-point favorites in this as well. I think I might take the Hawks plus 7 as well there. I think they'll lose, but I reckon they'll be close too. Raptors at Grizzlies. Raptors, a 5-point road favorite. Jesus. I might take the Grizzlies plus 5 at home. And the Suns, Indiana, going into Phoenix on a back-to-back. Suns are 2.5-point underdogs at home. I might take... whoa. I might take Phoenix, actually, plus 2.5. They might get a random win here where Indy don't have Victor. They're on a back-to-back. They might just get jumped. And then finally, a very fun game, Lakers at Nuggets. Lakers, 4-point underdogs. I might take that. LeBron going into Denver should be kind of fun. Should be a fun-ass game. Denver might win it. Oh, yeah, they probably will, actually. I don't know if I should take that. But I will, plus 4. Fuck yeah. Wait, how does that work? No, I'm all upside down and shit. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Holy shit, we've actually done 22 minutes. I thought I was going to pass out after about fucking 10. There you go. Don't say I don't ever fucking put my fucking health and hat on the line for you here at NBA Australia, because you know what? That's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow, hopefully, you know, as long as I don't fucking die overnight or some shit. And old mate finally let me do this, which is nice. I was just a fucking wreck today. Didn't expect this to happen, so apologies for it being late, but the fact that I'm doing it all is pretty neat. So hopefully back tomorrow. Should be no problems there. Hopefully I'm feeling much better. We'll have all the usual dumbassery. You know, it's what we do. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro music. They're awesome. Go check out the new band, though, House Hats. I've been broken. They're playing the Gasso this Friday. I'm going to go to that. So if you're in Melbourne, go check it out, mate. I'll see you at the Gasso on Friday. What else? All massive thanks to, what is it, Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, Sex Jedi, Dozers. Who else? Who am I missing? Oh, Jesus. Iowa, that's right. Green. All the tunes throughout NBA Australia, they're awesome. Good bands, amazing dudes, love them all. Give them all a smash on Bandcamp and Facey, would ya? Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. And that's it. We're back tomorrow. No skit today, just because I'm fucking ruined. Yeah, so I'll talk to you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, oh, I need a nap. Later, hosen.